Boys downstairs by general manager and head coach Mark Lamb. And coach, we talked before the game about a great opportunity for your depth, and boy, what an awesome win here tonight. Obviously shorthanded with a lot of guys out, but boy, just what a finish tonight. I have so many things to get to, but gotta be so proud of your group to get another win here tonight.
Yeah, there was a lot of good things. We got a little sleepy there in the second period, but we, you know, a lot of guys did a lot of good things tonight, and it was a big win for us.
Sometimes there's, you know, you can mention too often about the guys that aren't here, and obviously the players that, you know, you don't have, your top three guys, but we've talked so much about the depth of this hockey team, and again, it showed up in this game. So, you know, like, I'm surprised that you got a season-high 48 shots. I will say I'm surprised with that, but I'm not surprised at your game tonight because of your depth.
Yeah, we threw a lot of rubber. We've talked about that, but our depth is our depth, and we got a lot of guys that can play in different spots. And you know, I've said it many times, it's the hardest part of coaching this team, is because you got to tell some guys that you know, they're not going to play, and they're all WHL players. And you know, it's an opportunity for guys to get a little bit more, play with some different players. And we feel everybody can play with everybody, and they went out there and did it tonight, and our goaltending was excellent.
Yeah, let's get to that. Preston Lewis, his first kick at the can here in the Western Hockey League, gives you 23 saves, a big save in overtime, and then shuts the door in the shootout. And again, what a crazy week probably for him, right, to get called up here on this three-game tryout. And boy, what an awesome way to cap off his WHL debut here tonight.
Yeah, it's a real crazy week. You know, it's actually a crazy week for everybody. You know, there's a lot of anxiety going around with the world, you know, junior announcements. And, you know, the kids, you know, they read everything and see what's going on. So there's a lot of nerves there. And then, you know, losing both our goaltenders and, you know, finding this kid and bringing him in, and it's just a great it's a great story. I'm so happy for him.
Yeah, can you give us some details on the story? Because I know he was listed at one time with the Cougars. I know you've had him on, you know, your radar. He's 19 years old, but you know, a lot of us really don't know a lot about him. We were maybe surprised that he got the start. Where you found him? Maybe put on the GM's hat a little bit more. But as the fans are driving home or they're listening at home, give us some detail how he became a Prince George Cougar and in the net for this game.
Well, he played for a real good buddy of mine last year, Kelly Buckberger.
Okay.
He played a lot of games for him. They weren't a very good team, but he was a real solid person. Not only did he play a lot of goal, but he was a solid person in the dressing room. And nothing better than giving a kid like that an opportunity. We had listed him, and then we drafted Levshin, so there wasn't any room, and he didn't come to camp. And you know, we kept in touch with him, kept watching him, and we knew we had to do something when both our goaltenders were gone. So that's what we did, and that's how we got him.
Yeah, opportunity knocks, and great for him. And just your first period tonight, Coach, you guys came out guns a-blazing, I thought, and in particular, Brock Sutch, holy smokes. I know we've talked about it on numerous occasions, but it just feels like every time he's on the ice, he's creating, and what a night for him. And he was tonight's first star, and a great game from Brock.
He's like that all the time. He's like that in practice. This guy just plays hockey, and he plays hard. Like, every shift, he empties the tank. He's in every battle. He's got lots of skill. He's been a great surprise for us, and he's just a heck of a hockey player.
Yeah. Again, you look at that third period where you guys have basically outscored the opposition this season almost by a 2-1 margin. I know the third period was, you know, 1-1 in terms of score for tonight, but you know, you take a look at the shots. You had 19-8. You guys really did, I thought, a pretty turn. I mean, Kamloops is known for its offense, but you guys really took it to them when the game was tied there in that third period, and you've been doing that all season long.
That's depth. You know, that's what it does, and you can roll them over if we can stay out of the penalty box and get our team really, you know, our forecheck and playing in their end. We're a tough team to handle, and, you know, we can wear teams down.
Yeah, 21-8 on the season. Coach, we were just looking at this. Through 29 games, you had the exact same record as you did in 23-24. Kind of a fun fact there. But, again, as you look through 29 games, and you got to be so happy with your group right now, top of the BC division, but I guess also still a lot of work to do.
Still a lot of work to do, and we're still finding out a lot. Like, when you miss some guys like that, and you switch some lines around, you really see what people can do and can't do, and keep looking at chemistry. So there's a lot of work to do, but we're pretty happy.
Do you have updates on, is it day-to-day for Perezak, Lajoie? Is it more than that? Levshin, is he available for tomorrow? Just sort of give us a roster update, and then we'll talk about Teddy Bear.
Well, it's all, they're day-to-day. Levy, I don't know. He's supposed to get in tonight, so he should be back.
Okay, and the other two are day-to-day?
They're day-to-day.
All right, now the thrill of Teddy Bear. Now, we can say it's another game, another 2 points. But there are certain games that are special games, and we already know there's less than 100 tickets left for the game. We already know it's going to be filled. The players know. Everybody's going to have a pick as to who's going to score the goal and all of that, and the last home game prior to Christmas. I mean, it's like, as a coach, you got to get pumped for this as well.
Well,
Mike, really?
It's really fun. You know, I know the guys love to play in it. Everyone's betting to score that goal,
yeah.
And it's a big crowd. It's for a great cause. That's the biggest thing. And I think the league, and I think it's really got a lot of momentum, a lot of juice, right through all the, the cities when they have it. You know, I was watching games before ours tonight, and you just kind of forget, and then a team scores, and then all the Bears start coming in, and it just brings all the excitement.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, for sure. Great insight, Coach, as always. Congrats on a great win tonight, and best of luck tomorrow night and Teddy and Tuk Toss night.
Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. Yeah.
GM and head coach Mark Lamb, appreciate his time, and it looks like tonight's first star is headed to the microphone. He is a reoccurring guest. As the headset comes on the head, slowly but surely, there it is, Brock Such in the... what do we call it, the podium there down at ice level. And Brock, what a great win for your group here tonight. I mean, the depth of this team is incredible. You at the forefront of it tonight, but boy, that win has to feel good. Also for Preston Lewis, his first WHL win.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, when you have some of our best players out of the lineup and we still are able to get 2 points, it shows how resilient of a group we are. And again, we just got to do it tomorrow.
Did it feel any different, having top guys out, and or did you just take it? Okay, it's another game. We got to go out there, or are you aware, about those other things? But once the game goes, I imagine those things sort of go out of your mind. You're just concentrating on doing the best you can. You had that fantastic first period.
Yeah, obviously, I think at the start, you're definitely looking. They're probably looking and seeing who's out of the lineup, and they're looking to take advantage of that. But I think we did a really good job of just sticking to our game and just sticking to our system, and it doesn't matter who's in what role, and we executed it tonight.
Yeah, well said. And, I guess then the Preston Lewis side of things, right? We were talking with Mark, probably a crazy week for him, and he gets into the pipes in his WHL debut and gave your team a great chance to win tonight, made a big save at OT, and then also in the shootout was able to shut the door.
Yeah, he was awesome tonight. Obviously, your first dub game, he probably had some nerves coming in, and he did a great job tonight. Obviously, we could have helped him out a little bit there on a couple goals, but he played awesome, and everybody's super happy for him.
Now, I know you're going to say the answer to this is either you'd be happy with, but you had a couple of great passes, and you had a nice goal that Foster set you up on, but do you prefer the assist? Do you prefer the goal? Because you're such a playmaker, and yet you can score. Do you have a preference there? Did you get the same feeling regardless of whether it's you or your line mate?
Not really. I mean, a goal's a goal. However it works. If I get a point, if I don't get a point, whatever. We're putting one in the net. So honestly, no, nothing. It's just just trying to put the puck in the net.
And I love the stick twirl celebration. You twirl that thing like crazy, and love it. Your group tonight, your power play, you went 1-for-6, but boy, I thought you had some good looks tonight. Campbell did a good job, I thought, at points in your PK, but boy, when you needed a power play goal at the most, you were able to get it from Dimitri there late in the third.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, we struggled there for the first five and wasn't what we were looking for at all, and kind of regrouped in the intermission and capitalized on that one in the third. So I really just got to look at the positives from that and move on to tomorrow.
Okay, I don't believe you've been in a Teddy Bear toss game before.
No, I have not.
Okay, so Your thoughts on that, and, you know, thinking, can you be the guy that brings the teddy bears onto the ice? You know, all that. I mean, that's got to be playing your mind a little bit, and you know that, you know, you may not get these opportunities again. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, obviously, it's going to be a fun night. It's pretty cool when the building's going to be rocking here, and obviously, I'm not worried about scoring the first goal at all. Just trying to play my game, and yeah, it'll come tomorrow.
Yeah, well said, Brock. And, yeah, less than 90 tickets available for tomorrow night. So it is going to be electric as it gets tomorrow.
What does that do for the players? Already you know in advance it's a full building. Now, tonight was two-thirds full. We got just under 4,000, and it was a very enthusiastic crowd, and they were very supportive. But it's at a different level when every seat is taken.
Yeah, it just brings more energy to our group. Obviously, going in knowing that it's going to be a full crowd, everybody's pumped. Everybody's been looking forward to this game. It's been circled on our calendars for a while, and excited it's coming up, and, yeah, excited to go tomorrow.
Okay, last one for me on the shootout. First of all, take me through your goal, and then also take me through Dmitry Yakutsenak's goal. That was pretty nasty, but maybe take us through both, what you saw.
Yeah, I think I've kind of stuck with that move since I was 16. Worked a few times and thought I'd bring it back there for the shootout. And yeah, it was a nice shot. And then obviously Yak there, he's a skilled player. He makes a great move. And yeah, it was a nice goal.
5-0 beyond regulation time. What's the key to success? You've won on the shootout. You've won overtime, and you know you haven't lost once it gets beyond regulation. Is there a different mindset? What's working so well for this team?
I think it's just we're not giving up much in overtime. We're playing with the puck, we're playing with possession, and we're not trying to force too much. I don't know what our time was there with possession in overtime, but it was probably over half. So I think it's just playing with possession, and obviously we want to win, so we've done a good job of that so far.
Yeah, it felt like 4.5 minutes you had the puck the entire time. But Brock Sutch, congrats on a great win tonight, and best of luck to you on maybe scoring that teddy bear toss goal, but we'll see what happens. Appreciate the time, and congrats on a great game tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Brock Sutch in our post-game show, well-spoken.